Greetings, everyone. This is MC Goku 305 on the News Radio Network, brought to you by Anchor FM. Today's episode is from Screen Rant, talking about Boruto, aka Naruto, The Next Generation, is ripping off one of Dragon Ball Z's best movies. Code description of the Divine Tree, aka Tree of Might, is Boruto sharing many shocking similarities to the Tree of Might from one of Dragon Ball Z's best movies? Okay. Warning spoilers ahead for Boruto, Next Generation of Naruto, Chapter 62. Now, everybody, before I get into this story good, I need to repeat to you all that I have not been reporting a bunch of Naruto manga updates or the anime updates because I haven't really been watching much of Naruto myself. Pretty much, I've been really into other anime shows as well, but I do know that Boruto, aka Naruto, whatever you want to call it these days, is coming out every Tuesday, on various services from either Hulu or Crunchyroll, which any of the places you can get it from. Some of them get from illegal places, illegal websites, but rest in peace to the ones that were around. The Code villain just revealed his latest plot to destroy the entire world in the last chapter of Boruto, Naruto, The Next Generation. It involves cultivating a ripoff of the Tree of Might. Now, to me, everybody, from reading this here, it really gets me to think, why would the Naruto franchise need to rip off Dragon Ball Z? When Dragon Ball Z rips off nobody. But they just keep reading, see what happens. In the film, the Tree of Might, the Saiyan Turles plants the enormous tree on the harvest to earth its fruit, as those who eat them are granted immeasurable power. The problem, however, is that in order to spawn such incredible foods, the tree sucks its planet dry of all the nutrients, leaving nothing but a desert wasteland. It sure did. Everybody, that was a good movie back in the days. For those of you who not saw Tree of Might, that's a classic of Dragon Ball Z. It actually was part of the Saiyan Saga and Frieza Saga during the 90s. But I know a lot of the new Dragon Ball Z fans might not be familiar with it. That's the old school Ocean dub, Funimation dub of the 1990s. Because the one from the 70s is pretty much lost media right now, if you can find the Harmony Gold dub. But that's a gem to find these days. In Chapter 62 of Boruto, Naruto, The Next Generation, the villain code from the organization Kara, excuse me for saying this, but they haven't got rid of him yet. Come on. It's 62 chapters and they haven't got rid of him yet. Even though I have not looked at it in a long time. Or read the manga, really. The anime or the manga. I mean, I thought he got rid of this jerk. Excuse me, French, but doggone it. His plan to create his own Tree of Might. Oh, well, this is a copycat. To Kawaki, a boy who was raised by the members of Kara to serve as the future vessel of their leader, Isaki Otosuki Kawaki, had originally escaped Kara's hold and gone to live at the Hidden Leaf Village. Oh, no wonder all this going on. So, from what I'm reading here, people, some imbecile who broke away from a bunch of supervillains, evil, probably like ninjas, he went to Hidden Leaf Village, no one Hidden Leaf Village, so this means he's going to go over there, bother them, and Naruto and his crew has to fight these fools off. And since Naruto is the Hokage, his job is to beat the living daylights out of these people. Hopefully Sasuke is around, and knowing Sakura, she's ready to fight at any moment of time. Even though she is a mother nowadays of Sadara, she will still fight, hopefully. Okay, now where was I at? Right here. Okay, and had gone to the village. He leave the stop problem with those people, where he became enamored, enamored with the village Hokage Naruto, who he became to view as a father figure. Naruto has a son Rei to watch over. You know, this is brat to watch over. Come on now, this is stupid here. He got his son Boruto and his little daughter, I forget his daughter name. Come on now, this is getting messed up here. But the lost boy, Naruto didn't anything, but he's a lost boy. Naruto was a lost boy one time, but he's gonna find his way on. He needs to go back to where, go back to that police people he was with. Naruto's gonna learn how to try to help this person, else there's a bad person right here. Soon became filled with despair upon the passing of Isaki, aware of that code, who will speak vengeance on Naruto and his village. Now you see, people, seems like Naruto got soft-hearted, helped this person out. Now this person trying to bother him in the village. Net to implore the code to spare his new family and a home. Okay, so from what I see here, this person looks awfully insane right here. This looks like a lost psychopath. From what I'm reading, I'm seeing this from ScreenRant.com right now. I see the manga panel. This person looks crazy right here. The divine tree devours. Oh no, this must be the person planting that tree. He looks like an evil version of Naruto, if you ask me. The divine tree devours all of the Ahakura existing on the planet. I know you know already, but unless you escape to another dimension, nearly everyone on and everything will go. The late Asuki wishes. So it seems to me, this person who plants the Tree of Might in the Brutal Naruto franchise, he is doing what somebody else needed to do. And he's trying to complete someone else's wishes, which is so stupid. Upon hearing his presumptions, requests from Kawaki Code, divulges his true intentions to the former vessel, although plans on... Okay, everybody, so this means that this same person who plans to plant the tree, someone else plans to plant a tree, this person with a weird sounding name, he already has intents on trying to slay Naruto, which is going to fail. Naruto's never been slayed ever. So he sends somewhat, this guy is not a lost boy, he's probably like a vessel sent to bother Naruto, pretend to be this lost person. We know these stories go at the end of the day, Naruto's going to win, and probably his son Boruto's going to beat him. That's like that lost boy. That's a lost devil. He has such a loftier goal beyond the Hidden Leaf Village. He wants to plant the so-called divine tree that sucks all the planet's chakra. Come on now, slaying nearly everyone and everything on it. Although the code reveals he will procure the tree chakra fruit, it's unclear whether or not he will eat the said fruit. If ingested, then will boost his own chakra. Regardless of the discrepancies, the correlations are unmistakable. It would be interesting if the writers Yokoji and Masayuki Yoshimio decide to copy more of the Tree of Might movie. Besides the detrimental effect of the divine tree has on its planet and the powers from their fruit best known upon those who eat them. For example, Turles also uses the Ashtrack from the Tree of Might to revive his minions, Raskin and Legacy. This would be the problematic of the divine tree possesses similar powers as the code, would undoubtedly take advantage of this to bring his master Asaki back to life. Even though he turned to dust and the Osaka 2 is a versatile race that has been continuously evolved over thousands of years through the consumption of the life energy and genetic material, Regardless, the divine tree will be welcome to an agenda to the neural universe as the tree of life, only appeared in a movie, which isn't even considered a canon. Manganka, Akira Toriyama, originally canonized the Gallic from his first film, The Dead Zone, by having him star as the main antagonist in the only anime manga which were met. Now, everybody, now it seems like they're telling a whole new story of their intake on the Tree of Might, but to me, it's very entertaining because of how this person who has a deceased master, he tried to do his wishes, and it seems like to me this master is someone connected to Orochimaru, I believe that's pronounced. I haven't seen the old school Naruto in a very long time. Hope you don't get upset by my pronunciation. Orochimaru's name, Orochimaru. It seems like it's someone connected to Orochimaru. But to me, the last time I seen Boruto, they beat the living deaths of Orochimaru and some ice monster he had going on. And that was with Sakura, and Boruto, and Sasuke. But to me, I think this is someone with Orochimaru's crew, which is pretty much the Hakashi clan, who Sakura's husband, Sasuke, doesn't want anything to do with no more. It's like a bad mob deal, pretty much. But, you know, the Hakashi clan is pretty much not a mob deal, but it's, you know, Sasuke's family, who he doesn't like anymore. But, that just said, it turns out, I'll keep y'all posted and updated about this new stuff here. I'll check Viz out, see what's going on, and I'll give you all the news, everybody. And, have a great day. Bye-bye.